Today is Sunday, January the 27th, 1963, and this is Harry Young interviewing Aunt Matt on some of our past family history. Aunt Matt, what is your full name?
Martha Ellen Stoneburner Hogan.
Thank you. When were you born? What is your birth date, month, and year?
2nd of October in 1872.
Where were you born?
Loudoun County.
Is that near Leesburg?
Yeah, near Leesburg.
Was it very far from Leesburg?
Well, as far as I can remember, it's about 8 miles.
What is your father's name?
Samuel G. Stoneburner.
And where was he born?
In Illinois.
Do you know where? In what part of
Springfield, Illinois was his home when his father died.
At what age did he come to Arlington, Virginia?
7 years.
And
go to school.
Do you remember when he was born?
No.
Well, how old, when he died, how old was he when he died?
79.
And he lived in Arlington from the age of 7 until he died?
I lived in...
In Virginia.
In Virginia, yes.
Of course, it wouldn't have been Arlington because he was born near Leesburg.
Mm-hmm. He went to school in Leesburg.
What was your father's full name?
Samuel Godfrey Stoneburner.
And was he in a Confederate war?
Yes.
War between the states. Where did he serve in that war? Do you remember?
I don't know who he served under, but he was in the Battle of Bull Run.
And wasn't he a sergeant?
Yeah. And, I don't know whether it was first, second, or what, but he was a sergeant.
He was a sergeant in the Confederate States of America, and isn't it true that he's buried now in Arlington Cemetery?
Yes, buried in Arlington Cemetery.
Do you know when he was moved there? Was he buried somewhere else and moved there?
No, he moved right out of his own home in Arlington Cemetery.
Well, see, he wasn't buried there right directly during the war. He died in later years.
No.
What type of work did he do when you were young?
Well, he was a bookkeeper for a store, well, as I remember.
Near Leesburg?
Yeah, the most of his work was.
And he died in Arlington, Virginia?
Yeah, Arlington, Virginia.
And what was that year again?
The year he died?
Yes.
I don't know.
All right. Your mother, what was your mother's name?
Martha Virginia Nixon, in her first name.
Martha Virginia Nixon.
Yeah.
Then she would be Martha Virginia Nixon Stoneburner.
Yeah.
Where was she born?
Loudoun County, Virginia.
Loudoun County, Virginia. Would that also be near Leesburg?
Yeah.
In that area?
Yeah.
Would it be south of Leesburg?
Kind of southwest.
Sort of southwest. It wouldn't be near what was Route 7 now, would it?
I don't know nothing about the routes. Do you know where Aldi is, don't you?
Aldi? Yes.
Well, she was born about halfway between Leesburg and Aldi.
Between Leesburg.
There are homes there now.
Between Leesburg and Aldi.
Yeah.
You wouldn't remember what date when she was born, would
no.
you? How old did she live to be?
96.
And she died in Arlington County?
Yeah.
Near where in the house that Aunt Lydia lives in now?
Yeah, same one my father died in.
And your father died there too. Do you remember the date when she died, what year it was?
Indeed, I don't.
Do you remember what year Grandmother Stoneburner died?
No, I don't try to think of those things.
1940.
Was it near 1940?
I guess it was about that.
I believe it was close to 40. Now we'll go on your father's side. You say he was born in Illinois, near Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah.
And at that time he was born, there wasn't much of a city there.
Well, I guess not.
Well, isn't there some story that he owned the present land that Springfield sits on?
Yes.
Did someone in the family go down there to try to find out about that property?
Well, they sent a lawyer there, but I don't know who he was.
Father went there one time.
I know, but I don't know what year, or I don't know. I have an idea. The lawyer's name was May, but he was an old man.
And, in other words, your father owned that property down there, and he went down to try to find out what happened to it.
Had it all been changed then?
And they never found out.
Couldn't find out nothing, only it when it was signed away. And my father had two lawyers. One was Nolan over here, and there was one, they had one out there in Illinois by the name of Tucker. They was the two lawyers. That's all I know about it, because I just can't remember when they settled it.
Well, how old are you today, Aunt Mad? I forgot to ask you that.
I was 90 the 2nd of October.
In other words, you're 90 years old. On your father's, on your mother's side, what was your mother's maiden name?
Martha Virginia Nixon.
Her mother and father, where did they live?
Her father was John Nixon, and they lived up near Leesburg.
Did he have a middle name?
I don't know.
What is the history of his family? Just what you can remember of John Nixon, his children, and how many children he had, and where they lived.
He had four girls and two boys. And one of the girls married a Rusk, and one of the girls married a Nixon by the same name, on a different family. And the other girl, the oldest daughter, married a fellow by the name of Ham Downs. And my mother married Sam Stoneburner. That is the four girls.
Didn't one of the girls marry into the Washington family?
One of her, some of her people, some of my grandmother's people.
That would be,
She was Captain Tillett's daughter. My grandmother was Captain Tillett's daughter. And in some ways, the Berries got mixed up in them. I don't know how, though. You can have to find that out the best way you can.
You need to say which girl married which man, though.
Aunt Sally married Downs. She was the oldest. Aunt Anne married Rusk. She was the next oldest. And Aunt Lucindy married Dr. Nixon from Louisiana. And my mother married Sam Stoneburner, and that was all of them.
Didn't his oldest son die right after the Civil War?
He died during the war.
He died in the Civil War?
Yeah, he died during the war.
And the other son, what happened to him?
The other son died about, I guess, maybe 18 or 20 years ago, wasn't it, Annie Blanche?
He was in the Civil War about 18 months.
Yeah, he was in there all 18 months.
Do you remember the names of the two sons? Was one Sam?
Sam Nixon, he's the one that was in there 18 months. And John Nixon, that is the other uncle, and he died during the war.
Didn't Sam have some red hair?
Yes.
And he said that he had one of the other son had
black hair and black eyes.
Black hair and black eyes, or brown eyes? Wasn't it brown? Well,
kind of a brown, dark eyes.
What were their wives' names?
How about Casey Andrew Nixon? That was the other son. One was John, one was Sam Nixon, and one was Casey Andrew Nixon.
Well, that Cassandra Nixon was a grandma.
Maiden name was Tillett.
Yeah.
This thing's getting too far over my head now.
But you'll have to get a little of it at the time whenever you can kind of put it together if that's what you're after, because you can't always think.
Matt and number Sam, who did number Sam and Mary? Ann Blanche Vaughn. Elgin? Blanche and Elgin?
Yes. She was George Elgin's daughter.
Yeah. Didn't one of the sons go back to England to claim the estate, to bury the estate?
One of the, some of Grandma's people. There was a Barry, I think.
And the coat of arms burned at the Fairfax County Courthouse Bar.
That's what to say. I don't know. I was
Bob Tillett. The three people came over here. I thought they were two brothers and one sister, by the name of Barry.
Yes, and one of the Barrys went back, and
who
the
are,
others.
Wait a minute. Who are the Barrys? Who were the Barry family? Well, that's your.
They come in on the Tillett side some way.
I wonder if Mrs. Tillett bought in a Barry before she married.
It seemed like she married some kin to the Washingtons. I don't know what their names were.
Might have been Case and Andrew Nixon's wife.
It's Cassandra, not Case.
Is it Cassandra?
Cassandra.
Cassandra Nixon.
Was Grandma. Now, I don't know.
That was your grandmother.
And she claimed to be Captain Tillett's.
She was Captain Tillett's daughter. She was a Tillett then.
Yeah.
And maybe it was her mother that was a Barry.
Probably so. I don't know. It was here a long, long time ago. But just through the Tillett estate, if they'd have got anything, it'd been through the Tillett's.
Well, so I have down here three people came over here, two brothers and one sister by the name of Barry.
That's right.
And the Barry girl, she married some kind of George Washington.
Yes.
Was it a cousin, either a cousin
I
or a niece?
I think it was a cousin of George Washington. Now, I don't know whether his name was Washington or what it was.
Or a niece. And one brother went back to England.
He went back and stayed.
And never married.
No.
And the other brother stayed here.
Yeah.
The other Barry.
I don't know what Barry done. That is too far back. I only what I could pick up is all I knew. The older one should have known more than I did.
Seems to me I'm going to have to make an outline of this some way and do it over and over.
That's what you'll have to do, and get a little of it lined up together and then study it out. Now,
I'd rather have you talk and tell me about it than me talking and asking you a lot of questions. If Grandma was in here, she could help us. She could, it's just the two of you sit down and just talk like
now,
you told us to me last week.
I had a piece of ground up there around Leesburg, but I don't know where it was at and I don't know how much it was. But him and my mother both signed it away before they was 21. And we went up there for to see something about it, and we didn't know nothing. I know who got it in the first place, who he signed it over to was Williams. But they got the papers where they had signed it, and neither one of them wasn't 21.
It's Jackson. Bill Jackson's wife.
She was a Jackson, but she was a Williams before she married Jackson, wasn't she?
I don't know. But Bill Jackson's mother that got the
crime. I know it is, because where she come to get, went to school with my father in Leesburg. And he made it over to her. That's what I say.
He was sent there when he came from Illinois.
I don't know where he was sent. That's where he wound up at.
But that's where he was made. That's the person he was sent to.
Well, that was Mr. and Ms. Stoneburner, Samuel Stoneburner.
Yeah.
And there we go.
He had two uncles in Illinois. I don't know what they done. One of them was an old bachelor and the other had three or four children. I tried to get a little information from people that come there to Annie's next door because they were right from Illinois. But of course I asked them their name and asked them if they knowed one or two there and any of them got mad with me. I don't know what I'm going to bother with them for. Yeah. And I could have had a good chance because their mother went to school right around there.
Near Springfield. In other words, that's where your father came from when he was 7 years old.
He had to
be my grandfather.
My mother and him went there when Johnny was about 2 years old.
Oh, Mama.
Ma went there and Johnny when he was 2 years old.
Yes, she was in Ohio.
And she was afraid to stay there. It was a railroad station there or something. And she said there's so much noise, she was afraid to stay. Old Dr. Mott told her to take her trunk there and stay. Well, she wouldn't do it. So that's, people don't gain something sometimes by being contrary.
That's right. You don't. Well, I guess that's about all we can get out now unless you can think of anything else to say.
If she'd done what Dr. Mott told her, they couldn't have got her out of there, as he told her.
Well, they might have got her out all right. Mama said they might not have got her out alive.
She'd got out alive. She could have went right there and claimed it and had it settled and been done with it.
Those days you couldn't do things like you couldn't now.
Well, that's just what he told her.
Those days was a days long ago.
Yeah, but they put it off too late. When it was too late, he didn't know nothing, or nobody else knew nothing, only that uncle and the two lawyers. They halved it up and settled it. That's all there was to it.
I think he died in Mississippi.
What?
I think he died in Mississippi.
Who?
Uncle William. He could find out about Aunt Matt's family, how many sisters she had, how many brothers she had, and something about them.
Yeah. I'd like to find out about that too, and then grandma's, and well, we'll go into that. How many, let's see.
Let that do another day.
Now the Stoneburners, how many children did Grandfather Stoneburner have?
No.
Five boys and four girls lived to be grown.
Five boys and four girls?
Yeah.
All right, let's try to name them. And we'll start off with you. The oldest, who was the oldest?
Johnny Stoneburner.
Do you remember his middle name?
John Samuel Hamilton.
Yeah, he had the three names.
John Samuel Hamilton Stoneburner.
Hamilton was named after the man.
All right, start off with his name. He was the oldest son.
He was the oldest one.
John, what was his name again?
John Samuel Hamilton. He was named after Uncle Simon Nixon and Aunt Sally's first husband, Ham Downs.
I thought Hamilton was after Mr. and Mary.
No. Pam Downs was Silas. She run away with him.
I thought you were named after Grandpa Nixon and Grandpa Stoneberry. Both their names are John.
I know, but I mean the Hamilton.
I didn't know that. I thought Hamilton was the middle name of the preacher that married her. Excuse me.
No, right. Sir. I understand. Pam Downs.
And what, did he get married or what happened to him? He's not living now. He died.
He died very young.
Very young. He was about 74.
Who, Pam Downs?
Johnny was.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the man he was named after.
The oldest brother, no.
Johnny was 74 when he died.
That's one brother. Let's go down the list of the others.
Well, then Ed. David, his name was, wasn't it? What was his regular name?
David Edward.
David Edward.
I don't know why they called him Ed.
And he was about 49 when he died.
Did the first oldest son have any children?
Yeah, got four.
Three
boys and a girl.
Johnny only had three boys, he had no girls.
That's right. I was thinking about Raymond's wife. She always lived there.
He was always trying to party with mine.
That's right. I was thinking about Raymond's wife always.
All right, good end to the next one. Let's see, how many brothers were there?
Don't worry.
No. Why don't you write it down today?
Five boys.
There were five boys. All right, that's the first one. The second one
was David Edward. And he died when he was about 49.
That's a wife and...
Wasn't he about 49?
Five children. He had five children, six children.
Let's start off real quick with the first one again. What was his full name?
John Samuel Hamilton Stoneman.
All right.
And he had three boys.
Three boys. You know any of their names?
Raymond, Harry, and Willie.
William.
All right, William.
All the same.
Well, I am the second Stoneburner.
David Edward Stoneburner.
David Edward
Stoneburner.
Stoneburner.
And he died when he was 49.
You know where he's buried? We won't go into that. We won't go into that.
He had five daughters.
After wife and five daughters.
And if you want to know who he married him, Miss Abram. Johnny married him, Miss Mills.
Miss Abram?
Abram, A-D-R-A-M.
Huh?
Abram, A-D-R-A-M. Abram.
Who'd John bury?
Yeah.
All right.
Gertrude Mills.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now we go down to third does.
What was Ed's wife's name?
Ada Adrian.
Huh?
Ada Adrian.
Oh, Ada Adrian.
All right, what is the third?
That's Morley.
Morley the second.
Morley's third. I don't know if it was
his
only
name is Thomas Ed Richard Stoneburner. And he married a Miss Creed, Betty Creed.
Miss Betty? How do you spell that?
C-R-E-E-D, Creed. That's the way I spell it. I don't know. Right. And, see, they had three boys. Three boys and five girls. Three sons and five daughters.
Your names would be too much. We don't have the three boys that the first one had or the five daughters the second one had. Would it be,
they,
you want to put their names in or do you? Maybe taxing that man a little too much.
Well, the oldest boy, his name was Thomas.
John Thomas.
All right.
And what was
Samuel Godfrey. Oh, wait, are we giving Moses or are we giving John's boy's name?
Give him Thomas Richard.
Well, the next boy was
named
Sean.
So far we have John Thomas and Samuel Godfrey.
Yes, now the next one was named Charles. Let me see, what's Charles' middle name?
I don't know.
All right.
Just put it Charlie Stonebarn, that's all.
All right, you know any of the others?
Now the girls.
You got three boys, yeah, now the girls. There's five girls.
Grace.
Grace was the oldest.
Elsie was next.
Grace.
And who?
And Elsie.
Yeah.
Bessie.
Yes.
Kate.
And Katie.
Maggie.
And Maggie. I don't know who they married.
All right, David Edward Stoneburner, he had five daughters. Do you remember their name?
Sure. Minnie.
Minnie?
Minnie. Myrtle. Hazel. Pansy.
What was the last?
Wait, does Bill come before Pansy?
Yeah.
Bill is next then.
B-U-L.
B-E-U-L-A-H.
B-E-U-L-A-H. That's Minnie, Myrtle, Hazel, and Beulah?
Yes. And Pansy and Edmund.
There's only five supposed to be. You already named four. Minnie, Myrtle, Hazel, and Beulah. And then who?
She must have had Minnie, Myrtle, Hazel, Beulah, Pansy, and Edna. She has six girls.
Six girls, that's
how
do
you spell
thought.
Pansy?
P-A-N-S-Y.
And what was the last one?
Edna.
And out of all them girls, there's only two living, ain't there? Mm-hmm.
She, you know, she has one little baby bird up there by the name of Ava. She has seven girls. Wasn't that a record?
Right, about 10 years before they had any.
All right. Now, how about John Samuel Stoneburner? He had three boys, Raymond, Harry, and Wilbur.
Yeah.
No, William.
William. And now Charles Stoneburner. His name's Charles Delaney.
He married, wait a minute. He had three boys, Raymond, Harry, and William.
Period.
Period. And he married a Miss Mills. Do you know Miss Mills' first name?
Gertrude Mills.
Yeah, Miss Gertrude Mills. And how about Miss Abram?
You know? Ada Abram.
How do you spell that?
A-D-A, Ada.
A-D-A. Ada. And then the last one married Miss Betty Creed. All right, now what's the fourth son?
Charles Delaney.
D-E, he spelled Delaney.
Probably
D-U-L-A-N-E-Y. D-U-L-A-N-Y. Delaney. Doesn't look like that. Or Charles Delaney.
Stoneburner.
How many sons did he have?
We had one daughter.
She spelled a dozen times.
One daughter. What was her name?
Mary Stoneburner. And she married I don't know what his name was.
Do you have a middle name of her?
I don't know if she had a middle name or not.
All right. One daughter married.
She's the one that lives out here at Clarendon, out of Clarendon, somewhere out there now.
In the house that Gus Davis built.
And he's Charlie married
Delaney Stoneburner. Married her, and her name was Mary.
Elizabeth or Mary.
Was Mary Stoneburner.
She had one daughter, Mary Stoneburn. No, wait a minute. He had one daughter, Mary Stoneburn. Yeah. That's the one that lives over here.
And his wife, he married a Miss
Braden
from Baltimore.
Married a Miss, what was her name?
Elizabeth Braden.
I thought her name was Mary, lived over there now.
That was her mother's name.
Mother's name was Elizabeth Reardon.
Miss Elizabeth Reardon.
Yeah.
R-E-A-R-D-O-N Reardon. Is she, wait, which one lives in Arlington? The daughter?
Yes.
Mary. Deceased.
Yes, and I don't know what his name was. I never
Clyde
knew.
Something.
Rubel.
Rubel.
Rubel. Clyde Rubel.
Rubel?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how
to say it.
R-U-B-B-L-E, probably.
No, he had. There's a picture in that name. When we looked up in the death list, I remember May Stone and said, Mom, she says, this wouldn't, we'd never find it. By the way, we thought it was spelled.
No.
Mm-hmm. So is that,
I don't know how
it's spelled.
All right, we've got the four boys. We don't have any dates on the deceased or anything, but.
So I'd have to look that up somewhere. So I don't know where I'd
We've
find
got
it.
An idea or something here anyhow.
Well, we've all got a record of their deaths someplace, I know.
Paper. Well, there's four boys. And he said that
there's five boys. You've seen four boys, but there's only five.
There were five sons.
Yes, sir.
And how many girls?
You haven't got the last son down there yet.
I know. How many girls were there?
Four.
Wait, Stoneburner's children were five sons. And four
daughters.
And what were their full names? Your mother and father's full name. I'll get to that in a second. What was?
Full name was Samuel G. Samuel Godfrey Stoneburner. My mother's name is Martha Virginia.
Nixon. You might be related to Arthur Godfrey.
Oh, no, that was just
a general
name.
Samuel Godfrey Stoneburners. All right, and then what was your mother's name?
Martha Virginia Nixon.
Martha Virginia.
Getting
sleepy. Nixon Stoneburner.
That's all right.
All right.
They had both names.
Now, the next son. There's one more son.
Yeah, Arthur.
Arthur. Arthur Clifton.
Yes.
All right, we want to get down. Arthur Clifton.
Stoneburner.
Arthur Clifton Stoneburner. Arthur Clifton Stoneburner. How many children did he have?
One.
There's one child.
Boy.
And what is his name, I wonder?
Clifton Stoneburner out there now?
Yeah.
Well, that's him.
What is his son's name?
You know, Arthur Clifton Stoneburner's son is Clifton.
His son is Clifton
Jr.
Yeah,
I don't know what his middle name is. I don't either.
All right. And who did he marry?
He married Lillian Carroll.
How do you spell last name?
I don't know.
C-A-R-R. C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
C-A-R-R.
O.
L-L. Lillian Carroll.
How much spell it?
And how about the daughters?
She had no children, only just the one boy.
Let's start off with the oldest Stoneburner daughter, B-N-N-E. What was her full name?
Cassandra Nixon.
How do you spell it?
C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A.
Sandra. All right, Cassandra Nixon, N-I-X-O-N. Any middle name?
That's all. Nixon, your middle name.
Cassandra
Nixon. That is her middle name. Cassandra Nixon Stoneburner.
And then who'd she marry?
She married Jane Sugars, but I don't know what his middle name was.
Married who?
Jane Sugars.
J-M-E-S.
S-H-U-G-A-R-S, Sugars.
His name
was
Sam Washington.
James Sugars. And how many children did she have?
Oh. She also had a second husband.
We don't put that in because she don't need that.
Why not?
We can put that in last if you want to. The children was all by her first husband.
All right.
Well, I wouldn't
drop
the second husband,
so
you don't count. Sam, the name is Sam Washington,
ain't it? Yeah. What's the second husband's name?
Edward Blackburn.
What George's name was George Smith for his shoes? Maybe have that old English word up there.
I don't think so. I always heard it was George Washington.
Children all by first husband I have down here. Where's this George Washington coming in you all talking about?
One of Cassandra Nixon's sons was George Washington.
All right, let's get the children's names down then. What was the one with Sam Sugars?
Samuel Washington Sugars.
Samuel?
That Washington
coming in? His name was, I think his name was. All right, now what was the second one? Who did?
Second boy was Arthur. I don't know what J stands for, I never heard.
Arthur J.
Arthur Jane Sugars.
His name came after his father.
Alright, now is there any, how many, where's the third? There's more
the
than
third
two.
Boy is George Washington Sugars.
I wonder, okay.
I always heard it that way, I don't know,
but I thought George was named after that
Englishman. All right, then is there a fourth child, boy?
No.
Just three
it's
sons.
Boy, isn't this? Two girls.
Three sons.
Isn't his name George?
And two girls.
No, I'll ask him, but I always thought it was George Washington.
You ask him. I'm not sure.
Well, who are the girls?
Lillian.
The oldest.
Lillian Sugars, any middle name?
Lillian Sugars. I don't know what her middle name is.
Who was the other daughter? What was the middle name?
Nellie Ellen.
What was the middle name of Lillian, Grandma?
Lillian Virginia.
Lillian Virginia? Hey, whatever you Grandma sing, won't be on be very clear on the tapes. I have trouble. It won't do me good to get it on this. I gotta write it down. Lillian Virginia Sugars. And what was the other daughter?
Nellie Ellen.
Nellie Ellen Sugars. And George Washington Sugars. And George and Sam are staying together.
I think you're
wrong. Are together.
That's what I've
always heard. And all the Sugars children are living. Nellie Ellen Sugars and George Washington Sugars and Arthur
because
James Sugars and Sammy Washington Sugars.
And I don't know if he'd been with, I don't know whether Jim and he was quite friendly, you know.
Which one of the sugars works at the Elijah Smith now? Is it,
That's George.
Is George working?
Not Smith, it's George Smith.
You know better than that.
But it isn't Sam. It isn't, it's Arthur. Arthur.
Sure it's Arthur. Arthur works at the Power 10.
Now, I could be wrong, but I still think it's George S. Sugars.
I don't know enough about him.
We'll find out, you and me.
One of us are wrong. Let's find out who he is.
Maybe he can't tell you.
All right. Let's see, five sons. You're getting sort of mixed up now.
Yeah.
So all this go on one page.
You got
Arthur Clifton Stoneburner, one child aboard, and there's that information.
Daughters. He's the last of the Stoneburners.
Now we got the daughters, yeah. Well, the daughters of Stoneburners. All right, that, is that all of Cassandra Nixon Stoneburner's family? When did she have any, when was she born?
I don't know.
July the 30th, 1868.
That was your... That was your grandmother. He's talking about...
Cassie he's talking about.
Excuse me, I'm getting all mixed up here in the
Nixons,
but don't
I don't know, it's pretty hard to get the births and deaths down.
Well, I
she
guess
died December the 26th, 1955.
I never remember those things. Anything that's said, I forget. The woman in
I didn't know she'd been dead that long.
I just don't keep those things because the other thing is falling past. It's just like reading the book to me.
I knew it'd been some time, but I didn't know it had been.
When I read a book, I turn it out of these books.
That's 9 years. All right.
I turn it over just like I read.
You have some more daughters. How many daughters did Stoneburners have? Four?
Which one of the Stoneburners?
They had five sons.
Samuel
Stoneburner.
Weren't you older than Aunt Max?
Yes.
Yeah.
Aunt Max next on the list.
Five sons and four daughters. All right. Aunt Max, what's your full name?
I was saying
Ellen.
Martha Ellen.
How do you Martha?
Yeah. E-double-L-E-N.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Martha's M-A-R-T-H-A.
Yeah.
Ellen. What's your name?
E-double-L-E-N.
Yeah, and the next name?
Stoneburner.
And you can stick that Hogan on the end.
This time he's good the other hands.
And who she married?
She married... What was your husband's name?
Nicholas Hogan.
N-I-C-K...
Real Irish.
N-I-C-K-A-R-S?
Yes.
Nicholas Hogan. What was the middle name? Have a middle name?
I don't know.
Oh, come on in.
I don't know whether he had a middle name or not.
All right, Nicholas Hogan.
Nicholas Vernon Hogan.
I guess it was.
Nicholas what?
Yeah, Nicholas B. He used to sign his name. Nicholas Bernard.
Mm-hmm. Bernard?
Bernard.
B-E-R-N-A-R-D.
Sure, B-U-R-N-E-R?
No.
It's B-E-R-N...
B-E-R-N-A-R-D. Bernard.
Well, Bernard. Nicholas B-E-R-N-A-R-D.
Yeah.
Bernard. Nicholas Bernard Hogan.
Yeah. H-O-G-N.
All right. If I can decipher this when I'm all through, I'll accomplish something.
And her children. Go ahead. You
all right, your children.
Your names are your
Thomas
children.
Hogan.
Let's see.
Thomas Godfrey.
Thomas.
All right.
Thomas Godfrey Hogan.
Children, how many boys and girls did you, how many girls did you have?
Two girls.
How many boys?
One.
One boy and two girls. Come on now. All right, one boy, and let's start with the son first. And who's the oldest? So your son?
Teresa's the oldest.
No, Tommy's the oldest.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. All right, the children, one boy, and two girls.
Teresa, Virginia, are the oldest girl. And Annie, Burdette.
Teresa, Virginia, Hogan. Teresa, Virginia, Hogan, her name is Burdette now?
No, Annie.
All right. Annie?
Annie, Burdette, Hogan.
B-E-R-D-E-T-T?
B-E-R.
How do you spell Annie Burdette?
B-E-R-D-E-T-T-E, Burdette, that's the way I...
B-E-R-D-E-T-T-E,
Burdette.
They're still living in Washington, I believe.
That's Annie Adams lives out there.
Annie Burdette Hogan.
Hogan, she was Hogan then, but she married Sullivan.
Be nice to have that down. All right, did Teresa Virginia Hogan, who she
married? Teresa was married twice. Her first husband was...
Drake,
that's right, Albert Drake. And her last husband was...
It's too much to get all that, really.
I think it's put the first husband.
Well, she's got a girl by that name, you see.
That's right.
Albert Drake?
Yeah.
And who was the second?
He died during the First World War. And her second husband was Edward Mashburn.
Edward Mashburn.
She had one girl by the name of Drake and one boy, Mashburn. That's the only two children she had.
I don't think I put that down. The other daughters did. Their children.
No. You mean Annie?
And then Tommy's name. Put Tommy's name down there. We get beyond there.
He's got Tommy's name down, but he hasn't got...
Mary Jane's second. I don't know really what I'm doing now.
That's what I say, getting it all mixed up.
All right, Teresa, she had Teresa Virginia Hogan, Annie Burdette Hogan Sullivan, and then who was the other one?
That's all of my family.
Who was the girl?
Tommy. You got the girls.
Thomas Hogan. You've got that up there at the top, haven't you?
No, not yet. How do you spell Thomas? Getting mixed up now.
T-H-O-M-A-S, Thomas.
Thomas.
I think he's got
Thomas Godfrey.
Thomas, you better get another historian. Okay. You want to be a historian?
Hogan. He was Hogan. He had one daughter.
All right. What's his wife's name?
Helen.
Ellen.
Ellen. Milner.
Ellen Dent Hogan.
All right.
Put that down in there. Don't worry, all on Hogan.
Helen Dent Hogan. He had one child.
Yeah, one daughter.
All right, come on then. No kidding, Evans.
She already swallowed hard.
She's married to a Clarence Welch.
What's the child's name?
Oh, Helene.
H-E-L-E-N-E. Helene who?
Hogan.
Helene, what's her, do you know her middle name?
I don't know if she had a middle
name. Well, if I laid in all the names I'm related to, Hogan and Dennis.
Where did you get them all to go?
Yeah, enough for one day.
You're about 200 people around town.
That's about it.
Plus their sons. Yeah, you must be related to every 10th person in Washington.
Yeah, come on, get Aunt Annie Crunk on there. You slowing up there.
All right.
What's she got Aunt Annie Crunk?
Oh. Oh, man. put down that Annie. All right, then what is that? What is the other sister? Annie Crunk?
Annie Crunk's the next one.
K-R-U-N-K.
It's Annie, what was her middle name?
Annie Adele, wasn't it?
How do you spell it?
A-D-E-L-L-E.
A-D-E-L-E. Annie Adele. K-R-U-N-K is Crunk.
K-R-O-N-K.
But her name was Stoneburner first.
Well, I want her maiden name too.
Stoneburner Crunk.
All right, Annie.
Adele Stoneburner Crunk.
Burner. K-R-O-N-K. Married. Charlie
Ann,
Crunk.
That was her.
Charlie.
Is it Charles?
Charles Edward.
Charles Edward Crump. You don't have already any dates. I have to redo make this over.
You can't make the dates so well because you've got to stay back and looking all up and it's too much trouble.
Well, we get the Bible out and find some of them. What we can't find, we'll talk to other people. All right, she had, how many children did they have?
None.
But they were the only Stoneburners that didn't have at least one child. Okay.
That's all. Ain't Blanche.
Me sitting here.
All right. We haven't got any Blanche. That'll take a big page.
She'll have to answer her own question.
She better answer them loud. All right, Blanche, Grandma, what's your name? Blanche?
May Stoneburner. Any good things to it?
Blanche?
May.
M-A-E or?
M-E-Y.
Haven't met before.
Stoneburner Davis. A whole lot of things you don't
know. Stoneburner Davis. And what was Granddaddy's full name?
Augustus. He had no name.
A-U-G-U-S-T.
U-S.
U-S. No T to it.
No, wait, A-U-G?
U-S.
Is there a T on it? A-U, wait, and start over then.
A-U-G.
A-U-G. And then what?
A-U-G-T-U-S, isn't it?
Yeah,
A. A-U-G. Got A-Gus.
Gus.
Has to be G-U-S.
G-U-S-T-U-S.
All right, Augustus, no middle name.
No middle name.
You just had
Davison. We'll have to get in later. Where was Granddaddy born?
I don't know. Washington, I think.
Was it Washington or Baltimore?
Washington. I think it was
in Baltimore. Were you born out in Fairfax?
Mm-hmm. He was born over at his grandma's house in Washington.
Oh, I don't know about
him. He may have lived out there in Virginia, but he wasn't born out there.
Born in Washington?
Mm-hmm.
In whose house?
His grandmother's house, and I don't know where that was at. His grandmother's Davis' house.
Well, I don't know. He was their
first
grandson. All right. Children. Well. How did Aunt Matt get up and sit in a couple of chairs?
Maybe you got out of my...
You sit over here.
Out of my life.
Why don't you sit over here?
Oh, I'm sitting here.
All right, you can sit there. Now. I'm going to have to pick up this. Thanks, Aunt Matt.
You're welcome.
So I will make a better tape after I get all this written down. Let's check. All right, real good.
Well, you didn't give anybody time enough to get their minds together to answer questions.
I wanted you to sit up here and have a conversation.
Yeah.
Good
one now, I'll tell you.
All right. Your children are, how many sons did you have?
You know I didn't have no sons.
No sons. So you used to ask me questions, that's anyhow. How many daughters?
Three. Well, of course, I'm not counting the one that died because she's not here to answer for anything.
All right. I'll put in, what was the one that died? I want to get her name down too.
Her name was Ellen Malloy.
Ellen, E-L-L-E-N.
Malloy.
M-A-L-L-Y.
Mm-hmm.
M-A-L-L-Y? I thought it was Helen.
Ellen.
Ellen, M-A-L-L-Y, Malloy.
Davis.
Davis.
How old was she when she died?
22 months old.
She died. She's up in the cemetery of Grand Asbury. All right. And then, Mom is the oldest daughter?
Yes. Her name is May Virginia Davis.
She married Harry Frank from you.
I guess you know him.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Right. Now, Annie Margaret Davis.
Annie?
Margaret.
Margaret.
M-E-R-G-R-E-T.
Davis, and what's her last name, Johnson?
Johnson.
Now you know that.
Her husband's Ralph Johnson.
So you used to ask me a question, I'm asking you anything.
Ralph Richard.
All right, let's see. Mary, Ralph.
I think this is Bixby's fortune ever.
Richard Johnson. They had four children.
Do I have to tell all their
now
names?
Now come on, we're going to get on Elizabeth. You're getting off the track there.
All right, how many? All right, did I put in the children of the other ones?
No.
All right, married Ralph Richard Johnson. I didn't know whether I did or not.
Well, I don't know what you want. I can't tell you all their names, can I?
No, that's right. I don't need those for this part.
You know them as well as I do.
Annie, Margaret, Davis, Johnson, or... All right, and then...
Now, Elizabeth Almari Moreland.
Elizabeth?
Davis Moreland.
What was it? Elmira?
Yes.
How do you spell it?
A-L-M-Y-R-A.
Wait a minute. A-L... Elmira,
A-L-M-Y-R-A.
Yeah. Oh, Elizabeth Elmira.
Davis.
And she married?
Harlan, William Harlan Moore. I believe he's, but it is.
William Harlan.
Moreland. I don't know whether his name is Harlan William Moreland, William Harlan Moreland.
All right, and then there's another one.
There's no more.
Wait a minute, that's all. See?
That's all.
You like this whole hound candy?
No, I'm careful, thank you.
No more.
Yeah, that'll go a long way.
And that's as tired as she can be, and Mike, she's getting...
Grandma and Matt, thanks. I'll make a list of this.
Be a sipped up anyway.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you,
Manhattan.
Thank you, Grandma.
You like this candy?
Recorded Sunday, January the 27th, 1963, at 2139 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C.